Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Celebrating the new marriage with the family. Used to be the time you did that at the reception. Everybody, all right, hey, go be with each other forever. And everybody gets drunk and dances and we celebrate their love, right? Well, lately we've been getting more and more emails that that celebration is now a family celebration that is extending into the honeymoon. More families are suggesting that they go on your honeymoon with you, which is another email we got this week. And if you got something going on in your life you want to share with us, we'll get you some advice. Hit us up at thebirdshow.com. And Abby got the email?
No, we have to recap because this is an update.
Cassie got the recap. Our listener and her husband have been together for 6 years, but they recently just got married a few weeks ago. She says her mother-in-law is a wonderful woman, very kind and caring, and is a very, very generous wedding gift. Her husband's family paid for their honeymoon, which is a two-week cruise to Hawaii for our listener, and she's so grateful because it's the trip of a lifetime. However, she found out that her mother-in-law also purchased tickets for herself, their father-in-law, the sister-in-law, essentially turning the honeymoon into a family vacay.
That's right.
She and her husband agree mom-in-law was a bit out of line to also purchase tickets for the rest of the family, but since she paid for the honeymoon, it'd be rude to ask her to reschedule their cruise for another time. So our listener wanted to know, is she an a-hole? Because should she confront her mother-in-law about how rude it is to jump in on their honeymoon? She doesn't want to ruin the relationship between her and her mother-in-law or the husband's family. Doesn't want to seem controlling or like she's trying to steal him away from them. But she loves them. She just really wanted the honeymoon to be just the two of them, not a group of five.
And I think our knee-jerk reaction was, all right, your man's got to take care of this because we're talking about your in-laws, right? So my advice was he's got to take care of it. And while he's doing that, he needs to say this is his idea, not your new wife's idea, because the last thing you want to do is start your marriage with your in-laws hating her because she came up with this idea.
And the last thing you want to do is drive that giant bus right over your wife.
Yeah, right.
Hi, Bird Show. Thank you for reading my email and giving wonderful advice. I thought about what you said and what your other listeners said on Facebook. I forgot to mention, I found out my husband's family joining us on the cruise through my husband. He found out from his dad. My mother-in-law did not mention a word to us when they initially gave us the gift.
Aw, she wanted it to be a fun little surprise.
Surprise, we're on your honeymoon. Hearing what you all had to say really motivated me to talk to my husband again so he can talk to my mother-in-law about them joining us on the cruise. He then told me that he wasn't supposed to tell me they also got tickets as she wanted it to be a surprise. I told him I would like to invite my husband's family over for dinner that night, Tuesday night. I made the decision to play dumb and pretend I knew nothing about their intention to join us on the cruise.
Okay, really quick, imagine, had he not slipped and told her about this, they would have been on their honeymoon cruise and her in-laws would have showed up. Is there any way you hide that on your face, that you are disappointed, slightly mortified, that all you want to do is just be romantic and freaky with your husband for a week at sea and now your in-laws are there?
We'd be getting an am I the a-hole email next.
Yeah, I wouldn't try to hide it.
You couldn't.
No. I see it on my face.
Before you saw it on my face, I would turn around and run and jump off the boat.
Yep. Michael Phelps. Like,
I'm head diving in, man.
Over the course of the night, I expressed how much I appreciate the wonderful gift and how excited my husband and I were to go on this trip together for our honeymoon.
Oh, look at her laying it on thick.
As I'm talking about what adventures the two of us would be taking together, I could see a little mischief flash over my mother-in-law's face. I paused and I asked her if everything was okay. She bit her lip and said everything was fine. just happy to hear of our excitement. I spent a few more minutes of talking about the cruise with my sister-in-law, who's 14, jumped in on the conversation, saying what she was planning to do as well. I interrupted my sister-in-law and asked what she meant. She smiled and said, "Didn't mom tell you? We're going too." I looked over at my in-laws, pretending to look confused. My father-in-law looked like he had seen a ghost, and my mother-in-law looked mortified. After a few moments of silence, my mother-in-law said she wanted to surprise us. She started talking about wanting to bond and how she thought going on the trip would be a great way to get closer. When she finished explaining her intentions, I felt kind of bad about wanting to go on this trip alone with my husband, especially when I started thinking about my sister-in-law and how disappointed she would be. I held back my emotions and smiled, and just as I was about to say something, my husband spoke up and asked about switching dates. I was so focused on what my mother-in-law was saying, I didn't even think to look at my husband and see his reaction. I was in complete shock as he was expressing how thankful we were for the gift, but would like to spend this time just the two of us as newlyweds.
Crazy idea.
It's a huge ask.
We all talked about it, and while the conversation seemed to end on a positive note, I'm not sure what the final outcome will be. I'm happy and a little turned on that my husband spoke up and expressed our concerns. It seems he took my feelings to heart. We will see if the in-laws will do the same. If not, I guess there are options of us rescheduling or just making it a family vacation after all. I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, and I guess they could do that if you think about it. If they wanted to double down, go ahead. If they want to join you on the honeymoon, if this is going to be like a huge blow up, then go ahead and do it and then take your own vacation later on. Because they're not paying anything for their own honeymoon now, right?
Correct.
So might as well take a vacation without the family next time.
There you go.
Exactly that.
It was her go-to flirting move. She allowed somebody else to borrow it that executed it better than she did. And that's Abby and her mom.
Yeah, I definitely can't go out without my mom anymore because I told her this thing that I do every time I go out and try and get male attention. And I tell her that when I do it, it works, but it always spins in like a way that it never ends well is what I'm trying to say. Like I get the attention and I get them talking, but it never ends quite how I want it to. So
we got to start working on your personality.
Exactly.
Because you're bringing them in.
Yes.
They're sampling. And then when they sample what they got, they turn away.
Well, they don't turn away. I turn away because now I'm like turned off by them. So I was like, Mom, why don't you try it and see if they're a little bit more respectful towards an adult. So basically this flirting tactic that I use is if I see somebody from across the room and I want to approach them, but I don't know what I want to say, I'll look at them. I'll kind of see, what do I think their profession is? And then I'll go over and I'll say exactly that. I'll walk over and I'll say, hey, me and my friends were over there. And we're all trying to guess, like, what your jobs are. Can I guess? And if I get it right, like, one of you has to buy me a drink. And they say yes.
Well, I like the tactic. It's fun.
Yeah. It's fun. It's like a game. It keeps, and it's not like overly flirty to where it's like, hey, you doing? Come here often. So I go up and normally what happens is I'll go up and I'll say, okay, me and my friends, blah, 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 blah. We're going to guess your jobs. And what usually happens is that
most guys say they don't have a job.
Unemployed.
Honestly, that would be better at this point. They usually turn it dirty somehow. And at like 8 p.m. at like a brewery, those are just not the vibes. Maybe at 3 a.m. like, ha, ha, you're a stripper. But if I go up to you at like 8 p.m. and we're just having a couple brewskis and I say, what's your job? And they're like, oh, I'm an exotic dancer. Do you want to dance? It just turns into this really like uncomfortable situation.
Right.
But it works because they do want to talk to me at the very least. They're not like, ew, gremlin, get away.
Even though they're creepy, at least you're getting some creepy dialogue.
Yes, okay. It's better than nothing, right? And so I told my mom this. I said, because my mom, we went out with the Birch Show youth group. And she was like, I really want to get, you know, a group of guys over here. It'll be so fun. We can all flirt. And I said, well, here's what I do. And if you want to try it, have at it. But here's usually what happens. So my mom goes over to a group of guys. She does the same thing. And she knocks it out of the park. They get into it. They start buying my mom rounds of drinks. Suddenly she's got a big pizza in front of her. I'm like, what is she doing that I'm not? It's so unfair. I want pizza and beverages. And another thing that I'll usually do, so if I don't do the profession one, I'll do, we'll do like an F, Mary, kill situation. Mm-hmm. And that always turns dirty too, especially if I go up
with like a group of friends, I'll be like, F. Mary Kill, Jennifer Aniston, Doja Cat, and Megan Thee Stallion. And then they'll just be like, well, they'll look at my friends and they'll go, F. Mary Kill. We'll be like, that wasn't the question. We're not celebrities.
At least it breaks the ice.
Yeah.
Right?
It breaks the ice. And I just don't know what my mom's doing that I'm not doing.
It's not on you, I don't think. No. Go ahead, Ma.
She's older. So it's the respect factor. I don't think these men are brave enough to try that with a woman like that's a little older. They feel like they can get away with it with a woman that's younger.
Right. If your mom is coming over and she approaches, their guard is probably down because, like he said, she's older. They're not really thinking like this.
They're not DTF.
Right.
My mom is a fox, Kristen.
No doubt.
No doubt about it.
Right.
You're not saying
she's
that.
She's not Mo's mom, but.
Leave my
something.
Mom out of this.
Here we are again. But yeah, I don't think it's a you thing. I don't think so either. Yeah, you can't come down on yourself for this one. Their guards are down because it's more, it's unassuming. Whereas when you come up to them, it's clearly a flirting tactic.
Have you ever insulted a guy by guessing a profession?
No, but they've insulted me or not insulted me, but it's gone wrong in other ways that are not like dirty. Like I remember back in Jacksonville, we went to this bar that was known to have like a younger crowd. And I went up to a group of guys and I did the whole thing like, we're trying to guess your jobs, blah, 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 blah. And they just kind of looked at me deadpan. And I was like, should I be guessing your majors instead? And then it turned into like you're an accounting major. Oh, you're a business major.
Oh, they were still in school.
Young little babies. So I need a new tactic, essentially.
If I'm looking around the room and we didn't know each other, right? And we were just assuming what we did for a living, just by looks alone, what would it be?
Ooh.
And when I looked at Kristen, I thought teacher.
Oh, thanks. Let me put my glasses back on.
When I looked at Cassie, I thought HR.
Okay.
That's my personality, not what I look like.
No, you look like you'd be HR.
Just say I look like Toby from The Office. we're all thinking.
That's inside your soul. And for Mo, I would think that you were in some kind of entertainment field for some reason.
You think I'm a stripper?
It's exotic dancer.
Okay, my bad.
I was going to say hand model.
Okay.
And Abby, I would think that you were in pharmaceutical sales.
Oh, that is a good one.
She's an intelligent girl.
Yes.
What do you know about pharmaceutical saleswomen that I don't know?
They're all like, I mean, I don't want to sound creepy. They're all like cute and they've got bubbly personalities. And they just want to buy from them.
I'm going to talk to Cassie from HR about this.
Get it. The Bert Show.